Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations.
When you think of magic, what do you envision? A wand waving? The flash of a red-lined cape? The rabbit emerging from the top hat? Frankly, I was never one for magic. The tricks, while sometimes amazing, never fascinated me or drew me in. But then, I discovered the magic of reading aloud. Magic involves making things disappear and making things reappear. It involves things that change shape and things that inexplicably become other things and things that happen while no one is looking. It involves escapes and unwitting volunteers and lovely assistants. And you know what? So does reading aloud. I have always loved to read. Some of my early memories are of my mom reading to me, using different voices for the characters we encountered. Later, I used to hide under my bed to avoid chores so that I could read one more chapter of my current thrilling story. I routinely read 10 books a week as a teen. I still would rather read than do almost anything else. I was determined to raise readers of my own one day when I had children. I would read to my children every day, I decided. I would make sure they had good books to read at all times and would give books instead of toys for gifts. My husband and I began reading to our first daughter while she was in the womb. I believe she knew her daddy's voice from those read-aloud sessions. They were such a sweet time for our family. When she was born, I continued to read aloud to my constant sidekick. We read while she watched me with her twinkling, inquisitive eyes. We read while sitting on the back steps, while resting on the playground, while snuggled on the couch. We read aloud every night, after bath time, but before bedtime. We read library books, and books her daddy and I had as kids, and books we bought as presents. We read so often that her first real word was book. I actually think her first sentence was, "Read me this book." I'm not sure we ever said no to the request to read. You see, reading was magic. We escape the mundane world when we read. We enter different times and different places, got to know fantastic characters and experience thrilling situations. But it also was time to be together. While we snuggled physically side by side, our hearts and minds also drew nearer to one another. In reading aloud, we came to know the same people, experience the same joys and sorrows, face the same challenges and crises, exclaiming in relief and groaning in defeat as the stories unfolded. When our second daughter was born, read aloud time continued. Only now, there were two sets of books to read before naps and bedtimes. As the girls grew, we found new books to love and new characters to visit, some again and again. Even after my girls became readers themselves, read aloud time remained a beloved ritual. We graduated to chapter books, laughing at the improbable adventures of Pippi Longstocking, holding our breath at the emergence of the Indian from the cupboard, and crying at the end of A Cricket in Times Square. Even in the early challenge years, we found our hearts yearning over the struggles of Much Afraid in Hind's Feet on High Places, and chuckling with delight over the puns in The Phantom Tollbooth. My husband still likes to read The Ransom of Red Chief aloud whenever he can, and the girls are 22 and 20 now. I have realized that those years spent reading aloud were, in fact, a kind of magic I can really get behind. They were our passports to different places and our entry into different worlds. Even dearer to my heart, though, are the memories of the small, warm bodies tucked close to mine, begging for just one more book or one more chapter, please. By reading together, my girls and I got to know one another in ways we might not have otherwise. We were changed and challenged and comforted by what we read together. Together, we made magic.
Your CC community meets once a week, but as a homeschooling parent, you educate every day. Classical Conversations Connected is designed to support you the other 4 days of the week. With video tutorials and documents prepared by our academic team, and an online community of experienced CC parents, Classical Conversations Connected equips you with just the right help at just the right time. Join us today at classicalconversations.com/connected. This has been a presentation of Writers Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.